Thank you very much. Thank the organizers for inviting me speak in this conference. I also like to apologize for using transparency because of in this slide I wrote some formula which is very lengthy to write down, and hopefully it's actually quite easy to understand. Okay, so I would like to report some current progress I know. This has many people contribute to this subject on reduction of Hilbert module variety. And many of them, including Gordon Orr, Andretta Ott, and currently I will describe some work with joint work with Chin-Li Chai, my business advisor. So let's begin with some setting to define the module space. I let F to be a totally real field and G to be the dimension, degree of the total real field over a rational number. I denote by OF the ring of integers in this total real field. So I always want to fix the P, that is the place I'm going to make a reduction, and So I fix the positive integer greater than or equal to 3 prime to P, and I also fix a primitive root of a unity in algebraic closure of Q, and I would consider the algebraic closure inside the complex number. Then we consider the module space of polarized beam variety with the OF action. And we are considering the Hilbert case, namely dimension is always equal to the degree of G. In general, this object dimension is a multiple of G. And we only consider the prime to P degree, okay? And I also like to rigidify with a certain level structure. So I, together with a full symplectic n-level structure with respect to this the chosen primitive root of unity. Okay, the objects we're going to write in this module space always like this one. So A stands for beam variety, and I write in this way. Lambda stands for a polarization, and the morphism and level structure. In this talk, a level structure is just auxiliary. That's don't contribute the difficulty in what we want to study on the singularity and so on. Okay, so actually I want to consider just one or any irreducible component of this module space. And this one is a module scheme, and it's not of finite type locally or finite type, and consider one irreducible component of it. For example, we can take just the one that classifying the principally polarized objects in this modular space. Okay? And I didn't specify this four-level structure, and I just want to quickly indicate which one actually I'm looking at. So so let's map from this modular space to the one without level structure. And it's eta, and with Galois group G, Z N modular center, and G is a group scheme over Z. And so this defines the following. I take any point, any object over complex number. I look at the beam variety, and look at the H1 and equate with the symplectic pairing coming from the polarization, and it's also with the OF action. So this is circuit Hermitian OF module, and turn out that just look at the isomorphism classes of that. It only depends on this module space and doesn't depend on the point we choose. And we just look at the automorphism group scheme of it, and this is one, and in the elliptic module curve, and this is G just SL2Z. Okay. So this is my modular space, and notice that I always choosing a polarization type, and this is slightly different from modular space defined by Dedin and Pappas. So let's let me for some results. Just make sure we are working on the same thing. Okay. So the actually first proposition is that any irreducible component of the prime to P modular space actually is isomorphic non-canonically to the modular space defined by Dedin and Pappas. So where L plus is a projective rank 1 OF module and together with the notion of positivity. Okay, and then this just the modular space defined by in the paper of Dedin and Pappas. And then just briefly indicate the what is the object it classifying. It classifying the abelian variety and together with the homomorphism. And so A delta is the abelian variety with the OF action. And then I is the isomorphism from the constant shift to the polarization shift, which defined to be a symmetric all F linear from A to its dual and it over S. And there's some condition called the DP condition, and this sort of, so I won't describe here. Okay, and just to indicate the relation between them is that we can take any elements in OF is positive and look at the such that the cardinality of the quotient of this module over the module, the submodule generated by lambda 0, and look at this, suppose this cardinality is prime to P, then we consider this map simply put. Just defined in this way, and so that gives a map from the Dedin Pappas space into this prime to P modular space. And it actually is a result of a Ruppel pole and slightly modified by Dedin and Pappas, shows that this is this modular space is irreducible, so it factors through one irreducible component, and look, if we look at the automorphism of them, actually they are the same, so that is isomorphism. Okay, for some M sub N. And conversely is that we just need to show that the polarization shift of the universal family over this modular space is constant, and then here we need the normality of this modular space. Okay, and this result is due to Dedin and Pappas. They first show that this they're using a local model and first show that this is a locally complete intersection, and then they also showed that it's a regular in codimension 1, so hence it's normal. Okay. So we can just focus on the one I just said, fix a single polarization type. And the goal of this talk is try to understand the geometry of the reduction map P. Okay, so so we fix the embedding of the Q bar into Q bar P, and then we know which prime we want to make a reduction, and we just take a reduction I denote by this script M. Okay, and just slightly more precisely, what we want to do is that we want to determine from geometry information of strata. For example, we want to know the what is the dimension or the singularity of this strata, or the even slightly more unglobal information, look at the irreducible number of irreducible components Or hopefully we can know a little bit more on the relation between some strata defined by a PRD invariant on this Hilbert module variety, reduction of Hilbert module variety. So the so-called PRD invariant is invariant obtained by the Barsati-Teguh. The most precise is that we just look at the isomorphism classes of a finite group scheme formed by the kernel of Frobenius power, or the kernel of Verschiebung power, or the just power of P, and also look at the combination of them. And combination of them, I mean that the sum or the intersection or subquotient. So notice that this the subgroup scheme formed in this way, equipped with the supposed with starting with additional structure, so that this subscheme also equipped inherit with this additional structure. So isomorphism classes, what we mean is together with additional structure. Okay, and just quickly reduce to the Hilbert Brumeta case. So today we are going to look at the PRD invariant. It's I call the Lie type, or the and A numbers, and this is a well known PRD invariant called Newton polygon, and we can just even look at the full P divisible group structure. It's a, just look at the Barsati-Teguh, and then the structure induced we call Lie type, or the DP Lie strata or DP strata. And since actually Lie type is constant on the specification defined in the work of Delin and Pappas, and then I call the alpha strata and Newton polygon. This strata we call NP strata, and then isomorphism type of the P divisible group with additional structure we call this. Okay. So please interrupt me if you have any questions. So I'm going to just describe or define this PRD invariant, this strata, alpha strata, and this. So I always let my ground field to be algebraic close and characteristic P. And to define that, first of all, we look at the Barsati-Teguh group of the object, and it decomposed by the item decomposed according to this decomposition. I denote by script O is the completion of OF at P, and it also decomposed, denotes German P by the prime over P. So it's enough just to define this PRD invariant on this individual component. So this is situation is very useful for me. I call the simplified global situation. Just assume there's one prime P of OF over P. Okay. So in this case, I introducing some more notation that E to be the ramification index of P, and F to be the residue degree of P, and the embedding set of unramified algebra to the weak vector, I call it script I. Okay. So first one is the Lie type. I just look at the Lie algebra of my abelian variety, and I consider it with the OF tensor K module, and after classification we get a pair of positive integers. A non-negative integer indexed by this embedding set. And so I just write EI1, EI2. So this is just the isomorphism classifying the information. So I just put this E underline A called the lead type of this abelian variety. And so once we have invariant, so we immediately define a strata. So just given any lead type, I consider all the points on my module space such that the lead type of the point, just the given one, called the lead strata. Okay, so this is the lead time, and this first started by the Lin and Pappas, and just if we want to go back to a general situation, we just define individual place and define this way, and then put all the place together. So that's okay. Now, so the next invariant is called A number. So we look at the so-called A module. So M, it will be the covariant to domain module of A, and I look at the M modular FV of M. And again, do a similar thing, consider as OF tensor K module. After classification, it's determined by the two numbers. It's a pair of numbers indexed by the index set, and also have this one. We put this data. This is called the A number of its abelian variety. And so similarly, given an A number, we can define the strata called alpha strata. And so it will be convenient if we combine these two, and I denote by N sub A underlined, it will be called Li alpha strata. Okay, so we have defined these two, and the last one is you already seen in the Chinese talk this morning. So consider a P divisible group with a different structure called quasi polarized P divisible group O group, and we assume this. This data is algebraizable in this modular space. Namely, it's the isomorphism to the, it comes from the abelian variety. Okay, and then suppose the polarization is separable, then this will imply such data is always algebraizable. Nevertheless, we just look at the this called leaf. Consider all the points in the modular space such that the associate P divisible group is isomorphism with a given type, and together with additional structure, we call the leaf of type is H. Okay, and in general, this is just a set, and we don't know if this is algebraic or not. And turns out that's a wonderful result due to Qing and Ould, that this set actually is a locally called subset. Okay, so we already defined three invariants, alpha invariant and D invariant, and this leaf. So that's the next thing to talk about, the local property of this lamb. Okay, so a local property is just consider the dimension or singularity of this strata we just defined. And because this is a local thing, and we can just put in the simplified global situation, assume only one prime over P. Okay, first of all, is suppose N is the least strata of type as above, EI1, EI2. And then this is the result of the Dean and Pappas, that they first show that the least strata is always smooth, and then dimension is given by sum of the bigger one minus the smaller one, and you sum over the index, this embedding set. Okay. So the next one is about the alpha strata. Okay. So again, this we can show that this alpha strata is also smooth. So a lot of result before is actually can show this is a quasi-affine. For example, in the P to total ramify, and this is due to Andreita and Goren. But unfortunately, the A number seems not behave so well, and sometimes it can be just not quite fine. And the dimension of this A number's total is given by G minus the length of the vector, and this will define to be the sum of them indexed by the embedding set. And this result, dimension result, was known previous in unramified case due to Gordon and Ault, and in a totally ramified due to Andretta and Ault. Gordon. Okay. And then for the leaf, okay. So first of all, is that so any leaf will sit inside a Newton strata, and a result of Ault says that this is actually close in that. And then for the dimension situation, actually we only need to know a single one leaf. And once we know single leaf, and then we can sort of transparel to the other one. Okay, so then and turn out the information, the dimension is uniquely determined by this Newton's strata. Say we are in a simplified situation, and the Newton polygon with corresponding slow sequence looks like this, and that S is less than R. And this is a general result due to Ault or Vashun. This is and Ching. This is smooth and quasi-affine, and the dimension, we can do an explicit computation, show that this dimension is R minus S. So we already described the local information of this strata. So we are next step we're going to look at the global information. And turn out that means we want to determine the number of irreducible components of this strata. And turn out that this question is cross related with the Heck Orbi problem. So after working through this strata, it seems that it tends to be irreducible if this strata is not super singular. So, so for example, so the leaf strata, we expect that to be irreducible except that this is a super singular. And we can, it's very easy to show that it is super singular if only if the dimension must be zero. And in that case, must be just consists of super spatial points. Okay, and so we also look at the Li alpha strata. If this Li alpha strata is not super singular, and we expect it to be irreducible. And if a leaf, any leaf, is not super singular, we also expect it to be irreducible. I'll write this. Indicate for this irreducible conjecture, and we can show that this actually is true for this case. So for each place, we can be some place has an unramified, or some place is maximally ramified, and we can show that. I also need to mention that in a total ramified case, some case. Actually, irreducibility also obtained in the work of Andretta and Ault. Okay, let me indicate the relation how to show such a irreducibility result. Is that there's a result due to Chai that actually described in this morning talk on the theorem. If I remember correctly, so it's a so irreducibility of the directly connected with the Heck-Orbi problem that I'm going to describe in a minute, and this also connecting with this. Okay, and we can do a local computation, show that actually each leaf, if these strata, it also it contains a dense open part which consists of one leaf. So to show this actually very close to with each other. Okay, and then we show many cases and including this case. Okay, so that we are still working on this. And on the other hand, there's a isogen technique we can shift from the leaf to the Li alpha strata. And this method I call the canonical isogeny. If I have time, I will describe this more specific. And this, I check this, is verified at least in this condition. Okay. So we get some global result. Okay. So I was going to formulate this Hecke-Opi problem. So that formulation actually can slightly more general. We can consider any reduction of PL type Schumann variety, and G always required to be quasi split at QP, and K sub P to be spatial. And in this case, I don't require the label. We don't know in general if this has a good integral model, but nevertheless, we still can formulate a Hecke-Opi problem, although we don't know if it's true. So, and that's a big symmetry called the Hecke correspondence. So it defines, suppose we let a prime to P label just vary, and it forms a tower of quasi-projective varieties. And that will be a Hecke-Opi shift from one component to the other component. And we project it down, and we get a prime to P Hecke operator acting on this algebraic variety. And we also consider periodic Hecke operator. So I need to be very careful about this reduction because of if we just take a naive PL type PL strata and we naive define this marginal space, actually it is not a single Schumann variety, it's a disjoint union of Schumann variety, and it indexed by the abstraction class measure from local to global. So in general, the Hausdorff principle fail. And then if we can using define modular problem and separate them, then this is M is exactly what I want. And the Hecke-Opi problem, we look at the discrete version, is that we look at any periodic invariant and look at this strata, I denote by M sub beta, and look at the set of kinetic component of this strata. And the Hecke operators operates on the least set of kinetic component, and we are asking about this action, is it transitivity or not? So if it's point to P or periodic, I write as a P and L here. Okay. So as I said that reduction of Schumann variety should be carefully defined, and if we just using the naive this modular space, certainly we will not be able to expect this transitivity because it only acts on single component. So we need to modify naive abstraction module Hausdorff principle. But nevertheless, this is just a question. Okay, so I describe the discrete version. So we look at the continuous version. Okay, just pick any point in the modular space and we look at the leaf passing through this X, then we can consider two Hecke orbits. One is the L Arctic orbit and also prime to p, prime to p, sorry, prime to p hack orbit. And clearly we have a following inclusion map. Inclusion. And then the continuous version is that it's the Tarski closure of hack orbit contains the kinetic component of the leaf passing through X. Okay. And if we put two hack orbit together, we call the hack orbit problem, including the continuous version and discrete version. Because erratic version actually stronger than prime to p version, so this. And so remember that when I define this, I always fix the PRD invariant. So if we don't specify, we always consider for leaf. Okay. So the hack orbit problem actually originally from a result of Chin et al. In 1995. This hack orbit problem has a positive answer for the reduction of zygote modular variety on the ordinary locus. Namely, if you pick any point in the ordinary locus of the reduction of zygote modular variety and look at the Tarski closure of the erratic hack orbit, close up and it contains everything. So I already formulate the list. We formulate this, and we want to look at some results. What we know. Okay, so we just concentrate the modular space is a Hilbert-Bumenta variety, and the first result is the continuous version is yes. Okay, and this is true for general. The second result is the discrete version. It's still in a work in progress that we hope that this will be true in the short future. And so far we can show is that if you look at each place and if it's unramified or the maximally ramified, then this discrete version for Hilbert-Bumenta holds. And the last one is actually this described in Chini's talk this morning that the last step, if this discrete version of hack orbit for the Hilbert modular variety true, then there will be implied for the continuous version of hack orbit for the zygote modular variety. Namely, we look at the zygote modular variety and we look at each point and look at the erratic hack orbit. Now we know what is the Tarski closure of this hack orbit is. Okay. So just like to indicate the gradients on this result is the first. We can show that, so just look at the continuous version that if we can show one leaf has such property, then it holds for every leaf. Okay. So with this property, we can try to compute this in a spatial leaf. So I want to look at each Newton polygon strata, and we carefully select a spatial point, and we look at the leaf passing through this X and compute the formal completion of this, and then actually for very carefully select spatial point, we can do that, and so the. The next ingredient, actually the key ingredient in this work is the observation of Chin Li that actually the leaf take a completion of that actually has a canonical p-divisible group structure. So a priori, it's just a, we know it's smooth, so it will be a smooth formal scheme, but turn out it has a group structure. It's not just a formal group structure, it's a p-divisible. Okay. So it's a very striking result. It's also strikingly useful because of we're starting with this actually has a group structure, p-divisible group, and we look at Hecke orbit, the close up, this formal subscheme inside that, and so a result of Chinle shows the reality that actually it's not just a formal subscheme, smooth formal subscheme, it equates with the, it's actually the formal subgroup. So I need to remark that so in the previous work of Chinle that he has a lot of local computation working on the ordinary points, and actually this group has this group structure of that actually simplify a lot of local computation so that we can work even on the very ramified situation. So the for the two discrete version is that we just want to show a leaf if we close up contain a special type of super special point, and this I will make specific what is the special type of this, and once this is shown that, and then we can prove the this discrete version of Hecke orbit problem. Okay, so this is actually there's some approach. Because of we look at the various of a strata, and we just try to cross up. Some case we can cross it and contain this special type of super special point. Some we still need some computation, but this just needs some computation. So we hope that we can complete the computation soon and establish this result. And so this. This so-called Hecke trick actually already described in a sketch in Chinle's talk this morning, and it's essentially his previous argument. Okay. So I just like to go back a little bit on this picture. So so we are looking at the Hecke orbit problem, and so that so if everything works through almost, and then we can get the irreducibility for the non super singular strata, periodic strata, and so next step is to try to see what happens for the super singular periodic strata. So we also have some partial results, and also because of some local computation we can handle, it's supposed that for every place is either unramified or totally maximally ramified, and I indicate this to be the number of irreducible components, and suppose this strata, a number strata, is super singular. So notice that in this case, so the A number strata, so the lead type actually determined by the A number, so the A number strata actually is the lead alpha strata. So we can just look at the irreducible component of this type. Okay, so the result is that this can be explicitly computed and expressed in terms of special value of theta function. Okay, so I just want to give some example of that. Okay. So suppose that p is inert, I write f for the residual degree of p, and suppose f is odd, and then it's very easy to show that this strata is super singular if only if it is super spatial, just consists of super spatial points, and if only if the dimension is zero. So actually we are just counting the super spatial points if we want to look at the number of irreducible components of this super singular PRD strata. So the result is this. Okay, so G is the, we're starting with this G, and so that will be expressed in this way. So this is the degree of the cover up to 2 and times the negative 1 half raised to the G power times the spatial value of F times factor P to the F minus 1. And this is the case when F is odd. Okay. So in the elliptic module curve case, this just SL2Z. Okay. So now let's look at F is even. So first of all, the A number is actually, instead of pair, it's only a single number, and it has to be either 0 or 1. Also, there's a local computation. It's very simple that we can show that this super single strata, this strata is super singular if only if at all the odd places are 1, or at all even places are 1. And so, and we also can show that if it is a super singular, means every place is 1, and the number of irreducible components will be expressed as this one. And so this is the cover of degree of the cover module 2, up to 2 factor of the module space, and this negative 1 half to the power of g and times the spatial value of zeta function and times this factor. And if it is not super spatial, and actually we can show that every irreducible component of this strata take a characteristic closure, it's projected, it will be isomorphic to so many g minus the length of, this is the dimension of the, this is the dimension of the this strata, and it's just isomorphic on this copy of projected line. And we can describe that, and the irreducible component is the same as this one, except with this, without this factor. Okay, so this is the unramified totally inert case, sorry. So we also can provide a formula on the totally ramified case. So let G equal to ramification index. And in this case, the A number will be just a pair of two numbers. And we can show that it's a result of Andreetta and Gordon that the Newton polygon is determined by the second A number. And so it will be super singular if only if A2 is greater than bracket of G over 2. So we know when the strata is super singular, the next step is try to look at the number of the irreducible component, and we will get this stuff. And so if G is odd, we have this extra factor. If G is even, then this factor disappears. And then epsilon is just zero if two times twice of a second A number G, otherwise it's one. Okay. Now I need to just roughly describe how this spatial value of zeta function comes in. It will be, so if we look at any strata, and then actually we can sort of refine it and such that we can have a fibrillation structure going down. And so this is called the canonical isogeny. And this method actually originated from Manning in his thesis. And the first explicit construction is Oda in the paper of Oda and Ord. And later in the zygote module variety, it's also appear in the work of Lee and Ord. And so we're using that explicit isogeny technique. So stratify the stratum by the canonical isogeny, and on each strata we get a fibrillation structure. And on the base, actually usually we can obtain the super spatial points. And this super spatial point, usually polarization is the power of P. So usually this point is not in the modular space, because the modular space we always assume is a prime to P. And then there's a mass formula that we can first of all relate to counting this space, counting the super spatial point. Actually we can show that it's counting a certain class number. And then usually class number doesn't have a nice formula to express, but if we look at the weighted version of class number, and this is called the mass formula, and usually it has a very clean and nice formula. And so that if we want to identify which mass, and then actually we need to reduce to the local volume computation and compare with that. So usually the mass formula for standard one already give a special value of zeta function, and then we have to look at specific type because of super spatial points. If you look at the P divisible group, that has certain invariant to classifying that. Okay, so that's the idea of that, how the spatial value of zeta function comes in. Okay. So I would like to just describe more specific on this point. So look at the super spatial point and mass formula. So the first result, actually we don't require the point to be super spatial. It works for super singular. So we'll pick any point, super singular points, the polarization not necessary to be prime to P, and look at the associate with group skin. And this is the inner compact form of the G I started with. So similarly, we want to look at the certain genus and look at the weighted class number. And here lambda will be the set of isomorphism classes of object has the local data as the same as the point we're starting with. So for every L, look at the L divisible group is isomorphic with the original one, and consider all of this object. So because of L also including P, so actually the Barsotti tail group at P is also isomorphic, so this force that A has to be super singular. And then we can consider this set turn out to be there's a 1-1 corresponding to this set, and then double the class number of this G bar. Okay, so we can express this, I call geometric mass, in terms of arithmetic mass. So that's a general definition. If we're starting with a reductive group and suppose it's compact at the real place, and then for any open compact at the RDL and group, then we can define the mass. And then if this group starting with is very nice, and that's a nice formula available. Okay. And turn out that this result expresses a geometric mass and arithmetic mass. It doesn't require the modular problem formulation. We can we don't have to define the modular space. We can just pick an object and try to generate a genus like this. And we have to be careful about the hassle. Just suppose that for each two basic points, and we can there's abstraction from local to global, that's hassle principle, and then suppose that vanishing, and we that is the number lambda we are going to look at, and this to the p or tau has to be generalized for base point. Okay. So in order to compute arithmetic mass, then it's very, we have to specify what is our compact open subgroup at P. So we just look at the super spatial points along. I let M to be the Dieudonné module of this object, and I decompose it. And in this case, because it's super spatial, the A number is also the same as the lead type. And after classification, it's also the number looks like this one. For each place P, it will be E1 P, E2 P, and then opposite just E1 minus the previous pair. Okay. So this number actually determined by the first two number. I will just call the type E1 P, E2 P. So the result actually we can do is we compute all the mass formula of super spatial points. Oh, sorry. So I don't specify, but it looks like this one, it has the negative 1/2 to g times the spatial value of zeta function times two factor. This OP only appear when P equal to 2 and verification index is even, the natural degree is odd, and otherwise it's 1. And CP can be explicitly given in terms of ramification index, inertial degree, and this the type, and also the cardinality of the residual field. Okay, so there's a lot of super spatial point depends on this type called E1P, E2P, and so we call a point is a minimum if the mass it achieves the minimum mass. In this case, if P is not equal to 1, then this formula, so there's no OP here, and then we just get this expression. Okay. Just indicate on the minima, which we are give us some idea. Suppose we look at the inner case, and there are three types of super spatial point. One is A number 2020, the other 0202, and 1111. And the minima one means this two. Okay, in this case, the mass will be the minima of that. And then if the residual degree is odd and there's only single super spatial point type. Okay, and then if it's a totally ramified and we have such a super spatial point, and then the minimum one just this guy. So in some sense, even though we have a different super spatial point, and that seems there's a way to distinguish which one is more spatial than the other one. Okay. And back to what we are trying to show for discrete Hegg orbit problem. So we want to show that the Tariq closure of leaf contains a special type of super special point. Actually, this is the minima one. I have 5 minutes. So this is actually essential. I want to talk this. And there's also partial result on Newton polygon. Okay, I can describe this in the 5 minutes. So this only on the unrenified case, on the good reduction case. Okay, I write script S for the super single locus of my modular space. And so what we want to study is look at the geometry information of this super single locus, like dimension or the global information, like the number of irreducible components. And actually, there's an old result on this. So the dimension actually is governed by the Gaussian conjecture, and we can show if the inertial the residue degree is not too high, then we can show this, and this confirms the dimension of Newton polygon on the good reduction of Hilbert modular variety. And using like I described on the canonical isogeny, we also can compute this, and then so this is a single mass formula for the minima type, and because this is the cover of the, so we have some label and on point to P. Okay, so this is a single class number, and then interesting part is this local invariant, local information. Actually, it's turned out to be very nice that it has a very mysterious combinatorial information comes in, but we couldn't prove it. We just compute individual, and we realized actually this can be expressed as some combinatorial way, and then there must be some explanation, but still I couldn't do that. And that was all the result. And right now we have some just a more general result on the other Newton polygon. This is actually the input is the result of Chai's monotomy result. So the same, what we can do is some lower residue degree, and suppose that this Newton polygon is now super singular, and will correspond to the slope sequence like this, and SP is less than R. Okay, and the number of irreducible components turn out has also a very interesting combinatorial coming, and this AP, if that component is not super singular, just take a smaller integer. If it's super single component, we just a little bit more. Yeah. So with this promising result, we hope that this formula for irreducible component of Newton polygon will be true, but still couldn't do that. So just indicate how the ingredients come in. So for the super single locus, we can use in the canonical get the fibration, and in some final step, we get the super spatial points. And turn out that if we look at this in the low residue degree, then we can also do that. And each time we compute, it also stabilizes at a point with a Basotti-Tate group called a completely divisible, slow divisible, P divisible group. And again, this type of point is not in the our modular space. But nevertheless, this actually formed a single leaf, and then we already showed that for the unrenified case, this discrete version of Hecker orbit is true. So then, for that, the base is irreducible such that each component, each type of canonical isogeny is irreducible. So we just look at the order type, and in the fixed Newton polygon, specify it, and look at the candidate to be a whole irreducible component, and we just compute that, and this number kind of verify it with this number. So, but this explicit method actually quite useful handling the low dimensional Schumacher variety, but we couldn't give some result using this. General result, general theorem on this isogeny technique. Okay, so I'll stop here.